Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Download Required. We're here inside Carnation City Comics with Joe Scott today.
I'm here. How are we doing?
Yeah, we are back, and we're taking a look at the...
A lot of stuff happened. We didn't do one last week, did we?
We didn't. No, Joe was unavailable.
I think I did video.
I talked about Spider-Man, okay. which, just as a short aside... I texted you at the time I played it. I was like, this is making me hate the Marvel Cinematic Universe Spider-Man. That article has now appeared like four times from other people all over the internet.
Really?
I saw it like a bunch more last night.
Because the game is just that good. That's what they...
Yeah, because you get a 24-year-old Peter Parker that's been to college and is a grown adult and did his own stuff. And, you know. It's the Spider-Man you... It should be in the comics.
Okay.
You know, it's one.
Gotcha.
I don't know. It's just they're already... Marvel themselves is already saying it's the iron. They're considering it the Iron Man 1 of the video game universe. They're trying to build. So he's going to be kind of. Well, that's kind of. Now, are they building a universe around this?
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, that's something.
Actually, in the game, you can find Avengers Tower, the Sanctum Sanctorum.
It's all
in New York. You can stumble across it.
Well, Spider-Geddon, is that what it's called?
Number one came out today, and it has the suit. Yeah, that is the... that's especially... They're bringing him into the comic continuity because...
Okay.
Well, I mean, their regular Spider-Man's awful, so
right.
Why would you not try to piggyback
exactly.
off?
Yeah.
You can tell the difference between the comics division is a bunch of guys that I think secretly hate the character and just
right.
want to, like, what can we ruin?
Yeah.
Versus the video game guys that aren't necessarily comic, but you can tell how much they love the character
right.
just by playing the game. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to play this game.
We're going to make it happen.
Oh,
but
man.
It's just all eras of...
I'm getting sucked in again.
It's all era. They really combined, like, all eras of Spider. There's something for everyone from all the way to the modern stuff to the old. Now, they did change some things, which I talked about.
That's cool.
I did like Mary Jane as an investigative reporter for the Daily Bugle rather than a supermodel because she does a lot of things where she helps out.
Well, see, that kind of, to me, that's kind of like they're doing the Superman Lois Lane thing now. They're kind of like...
Well, it does turn its head a bit
right.
because Spider-Man's always worrying about, you know, he's
right.
always feeling...
Right, because he's like a photographer and now she's a reporter.
In the course of the game, she's going into these, and you do play as her in a couple of dangerous situations
okay.
where she's like, I can take care of myself. You are not responsible for me. This
right.
is why we broke up. You do not let me do anything on my own.
Oh, so they have that interesting kind of dynamic. That's a good dynamic.
She is a lot stronger, I feel like.
Than Lois Lane?
Yeah.
Like you put her and Lois Lane in a ring together, who's going to win?
I think this version of Mary Jane.
Nice.
I mean, I like that version. That's probably my favorite version of the character I've seen in a while. She's not like a damsel in distress.
Right.
She's a really active, really, you know, and Miles Morales... It's not a he was in the trailer.
Okay.
The Ultimate Spider-Man.
Right.
He's not Ultimate Spider-Man, but
right,
he's
right.
there. They fit him in.
Okay.
So, like I said, there's something for all eras.
That's really, really cool. I didn't know they were actually building an entire video game universe
around
this.
No, Square Enix is doing Avengers. We didn't see it yet,
okay.
but that is in the works, and it's supposed to be tied somehow.
Nice. Well, Marvel's doing really good as far as their continuity, especially with their movies.
Yeah,
so, if they could do that same magic in video games, that would be
that's
awesome.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
They had Square Enix, which is Final Fantasy, Tomb Raider, and actually the original Tomb Raider team that did the first two reboots, not Shadow of the Tomb Raider, just came out.
Okay.
They're working on Avengers.
Okay.
The other studio worked on Deus Ex, a really famous RPG. They are working on Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's cool.
So those are the two that they are working on allegedly right now. Avengers is certain.
That's awesome.
That stuff.
That's
late.
So awesome. That's
yeah.
what I see. That's one thing that kind of gets me. Now that you mention that, I kind of think with like as popular as Arkham Asylum and all those Arkham games go, DC never thought to maybe build a universe around that. I mean,
no, they still haven't. There's rumors of Rocksteady Superman.
Yep, I remember that. Which that would have been amazing.
And there's something going on there because.
But
like,
then again,
WB Montreal hadn't done anything in years.
Dude, that's the thing. Rocksteady, maybe right there is the answer. Yeah. WB. DC can't get their ducks in a row. They've never been able to do that.
I will say the Injustice series is on. They did do one of those last year. That's on really solid footing.
The Injustice series was really good.
They put the Mortal Kombat team
right.
in charge of those.
Yes. Well,
and those guys are excellent.
Those were good.
And
yeah.
plus the guest characters, like this last one.
The last one I heard of guest characters was Ninja Turtles showing up.
Not only them.
Okay.
Hellboy.
Really? Hellboy. That's cool.
And not only one Ninja Turtle, it was all four.
It was all four of them,
You could pick whoever. Whichever weapon you equip, and they have different moves. So
that's so cool.
They sold it as one character. It was four, though.
Right.
Like, their big super move, all four of them show up and do the shell shock.
Oh, that's cool. They all run together. That's pretty sweet.
It starts out differently depending on who you're controlling.
Right.
You know? But it's all, like, I had to relearn stuff vastly for each one.
Yeah.
It's not, some of the commands are the same.
Right.
But what they do when you press that combinations of button is different. Like, that's, I was expecting, cool, like, Leonardo.
I still remember the original Batman's special move was he had the Batmobile come and run you over.
He used the Batwing this time. You know? He did the Batman 1989 movie thing.
Really?
He would clip their ankles and take them up into the heavens, and then make the bat. He'd drive the Batwing in front of the moon,
and cut them loose,
and then he'd go down, and they'd switch to the cockpit, and he's just gunning them all the way to the ground.
That is awesome. Now that's Injustice 2.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There's another one I gotta play.
Well, that one you have access to.
Okay, all right, cool.
You have access to that one. And all the characters. I mean, they did like 12 extra characters, for 9 or 10. It was double digits. They had some cool stuff.
That's gonna be cool.
Red Hood was extra. I think they added the Enchantress because I think they were expecting Suicide Squad maybe to do better than it actually did.
I'm going to switch my schedule here somehow so I can actually kind of talk about doing things like, well, playing video games. I mean, trying to like find time to do video games is difficult.
It's hard.
But at the same time, I mean, maybe I look at it as something like something new, you know?
New beginnings. I'm here front and center. Let's go.
Maybe I should try to actually make myself sit down and play these games. I still got to finish Arkham Knight yet.
Injustice is not long. You could beat the story mode pretty quick. Like, there's one set of gear I have not gotten. I heard they added later, like, after it launched. You have, like, loot, so, like, you can equip different Batman chess pieces that'll change. There is a Batman 1989 movie set, I've heard, that you can deck him out in.
Nice.
I have not found... Like, you get it random. Stuff just drops.
Right.
You're in no control over what you get.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have a few sets with Batman. I know I have, like, the Kryptonian battle armor he wore at the end. I got all the pieces of that.
That's cool.
Because he armors.
I still love the fact that I'm playing Arkham Knight dressed as the Keaton Batman. That's just so cool to me. Like, and even in like the story modes, he's still wearing that suit. Like, they actually incorporate that into the story modes, which I always thought was just very, very cool.
And Justice 2 has like Kevin Conroy back and the guy that played Superman from the animated series.
Tim Daly?
The other one. Oh. The one that played him from Justice League.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is it George Newber? It's one of those
guys. One of those guys, yeah, okay.
But anyway, they will talk trash to each other before the round.
That's awesome.
Like, they all have something to say to each other.
That's so cool. All right, yeah, I'm going
to
have to
ask. And then there's new characters
one.
Like, you know, Swamp Thing, which I love. He's really fun. Yep. I love being Swamp Thing.
One friend who I was just talking to said that he was just getting the play. Yeah, because he said, that's like my favorite character.
Yeah, Swamp Thing's, and then like Atrocitus, the Red Lantern.
Yeah. Yep.
He's really easy to use. He's really fun.
That's cool. All right. Yeah, I'm going to have to make some time here.
That's a good thing about NetherRealm Mortal Kombat game. It's not like Street Fighter where you have to sit there and learn.
Right. I mean,
like Atrocitus, it's back forward X and he does like 8 hits on someone just for doing that.
Right,
like
okay.
Press like 2 buttons and he just goes to town on somebody.
Right.
It's not like you have to like, I got to press down, up, forward, back, quarter circle, punch, kick at the same time.
Right.
You know? It's not that hard to pull off cool stuff in Injustice.
I'll check that out.
Now that we've killed 10 minutes talking about
video games, we got to get a video game fix in there.
Well, that's probably the good part of the cast.
I say the rest of it's going to be bad. Yeah. I think Heroes in Crisis 1
has come out, Joe.
Yes, and we are not impressed.
Did it?
Not at all.
Did it come out or did it escape?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good question.
So the whole thing with there's spoilers here,
right? If you haven't read Heroes in Crisis yet, stop here, go read it, and then get ready to.
Judging by comic sales, I doubt hardly read it.
Right.
But they did this whole thing where Wally West has been a key figure in DC Rebirth since 2 years ago.
Right.
Guess who they killed here in issue one?
Yep.
If you answered Wally West, you get Well, I don't know what you get.
I don't know. You get a buttload of eternal gratitude.
You get to be miserable with the rest of us.
That's an interesting fact I'm going to have to remember if I'm ever on Jeopardy.
Yeah, you get to be miserable like the rest of us. So all that planning, all that making me read Titans to see why Wally West was important, it means nothing because they just killed him off again. And because Tom King is always, you know, subverting expectations and over budget, they've also added two issues to the series.
Right? Okay.
It's like eight. It says six or something.
Okay, right.
It's longer now.
Okay.
So it's like if you haven't had enough of being kicked in the teeth and disrespected, you can have it happen to you two more times at the tail end.
Okay. All right. I guess I see that. I see that. I mean, honestly, but I'm thinking if they killed him, like he was a key part of like of Rebirth, killing him off means that this is going to launch into something bigger, I want to say.
Not necessarily. Not I mean, Tom King.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a guy who did 25 issues of Wedding Build-Up, didn't happen.
No, Tom.
You're talking about a guy that wrote Mr. Miracle. Issue 11 was a dream sequence where they beat Darkseid. This guy never pays off.
All right. Now,
why would you trust
him? He's not another...
Oh,
C.B. Sobolski, is he?
I'm nothing. I'm Naval Lens.
I don't know. He's getting around to that.
Is he getting
point.
Up to that point? I mean, from the like, sounds of it, he has to get a while to get up there.
At a point, he's got what I call Damon Lindelof disease. He can make an interesting setup.
And then
Damon Lindelof's the guy that did Lost. And
right,
then
right,
did,
right, yeah.
You know, he did Prometheus. Yeah, he can do an interesting setup. He can't finish a story. He has no clue how to end it or give you a satisfying conclusion.
It was like no closer.
It's like, yeah, anyone can throw 50 pounds of whatever on a chalkboard
right.
and say, hey, oh, look at this interesting setup. Well, how's it? I have no idea.
Right.
And then it's always disappointing. Like, oh, we'll just revert it back to before and no one will know.
Right.
Or no, or hope no one will notice or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm really down on his work lately.
As I say, But Heroes of Crisis came out today, and also Justice League Odyssey started this.
DC's really got its ducks in a row. That was delayed 2 months because they had the wrong character in the book, apparently. The artist said DC told him to put character X in. He didn't name him. Then they told him they were removing character X after he'd completed two issues.
Oh, jeez.
So he had to
redraw
the first two. He sounded very happy on
Twitter. Oh, my gosh.
And I don't blame him.
Dude, as an artist, that would be a huge
pain.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, even if you want to factor in trying to use things like Photoshop to do it, that's an awful lot that you would have to try and do.
Well, then it's boring because you're redoing the same stuff you just did.
That can be a good thing, though, however, because I have noticed one thing that I've done, like if I had to go back and redo a page, as much of a pain as it is, it looks a lot better. I'm not gonna lie about that. Usually, if I do that, it does look it almost looks like three times better than when I first did it. So,
well, I mean, it is an interesting setup. You have Darkseid on it.
These guys have a huge deadlines they have to meet, so I kind of imagine it's got to be it's probably a bigger pain for them than anything else. But having to redo
I don't know. How does an editor let that?
Just
I mean,
for one character though. That's the thing. You redrew it, drawing all these pages for one character. That would be
editorial butchered that.
Yeah.
As an editor that reads a lot of stuff, Joe, I don't know how you let something that big.
That's a big thing to miss,
that's
too.
Like someone just randomly planning like a sentence of really bad words.
Right.
And you just whiff on them all and it goes to copy, you know?
That's crazy. Well, you know. I said, well, let's hope that it's actually worth the wait. I mean, let's hope that they do a good enough job that it actually is ever what you wanted.
Is anything worth the wait these days with these companies?
I'll be honest with you, man. I worry, and we've talked about this plenty of times. I worry for the comic book industry because it just seems like it's just imploding on itself rapidly. And every week we report on something new that has developed and that is even worse. Man. Yes.
I mean, you have a creator base that is basically going to war with the fans.
Yeah.
So that's going to
That, too. Well. I mean, how are you going to go there and insult your fans? They're the ones buying your books.
I can't even repeat some of the things John Layman called the guy this week. The guy that did, he's doing Leviathan at Image and... he's doing Charlie's Angels and Dynamite.
I can't repeat
the words he was calling. And Image backed him up. They said, well, the guy is what he said he was.
Okay.
And used the word. I can't use the word.
Okay. He's lashing out at who?
Just the fans.
Just fans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, and then Image backed him up. So it's like, you know, Image is wondering why the sales are down 20%. Well, when you let people call other people a...
Yep. a bad word.
I can't. It's such a vile term, Joe. I can't even think of a
word
way
that's
to,
kind of descriptive.
There's no. I'll tell you off the air. Okay. You're going to be like, and then wow. I'm going to tell you another fact, and you're going to go, "How did you? And how would a company back a person that said such a thing?"
Wow. Okay. All right. That's you have to.
But that's just. I mean, it's like you get to a point where you're going, "Do I really want to buy this guy?"
Submit. You really want to support someone like that?
Yeah.
No, and you're right, and that's. Dude, I'll tell you right now, a lot of this stuff, I can't help but it's happening because of social media.
And not only that, you're right, but these guys spend too much time on it. I'm like, what is John Layman writing that he has 15 hours a day to be on Twitter telling people to not buy his books,
if you spend more time on his writings and not, you know, yelling at your fan base, maybe.
It's like Joe Quesada is the same way. He's been kind of mixing it up. It's like, you're allegedly running Marvel Creative in some fashion still. I don't know if it's a ceremonial position. I think he'd have better things to do than be
on
Twitter.
You would think.
But apparently not. He's bragging about awards they won, which, I mean, voted on by terrible writers for terrible writers. So, congratulations. Let me tell you, as a customer, what you're not getting, Joe, you're not getting any sales because
the books
are not. Terrible.
Yes. Well, we're not getting any sales. I'll tell you that much. We're not getting any sales because of this crap. And that's like I said the last cast we did. That's what these people don't realize. They're mouthing off to all these fans. They're doing, I mean, yeah, they're sticking up for themselves. They're trying to stick up for their talent. They're sticking up for what they do and what they've built and what they've drawn, what they've written, whatever. But what they fail to realize is that while they're mouthing off to those fans are no longer coming into our store to buy their titles, nor are they buying everything else we have, which is single-handedly killing the comic book stores.
Hundreds have gone out.
Yeah, and that's probably why. Yeah, and that's what we just did that report. What was it, forecasts ago, something like that, about the fall of the comic book store? Twenty went out in July.
There was only 100.
It was like 50 last year, right?
Now it's over
100. Now it's over 100
this year already.
Oh,
and there was only like 300 or 400. So
that is insane.
It's going to crash eventually.
It's pulling us all down, yeah.
These guys are going to have to, their next phrase, instead of "you're this or that," maybe.
"I'm so sorry."
No, it may be, they may not have time for that. It may be, "Do you want fries with that?"
Yeah, I like that better.
I mean, that's where they're headed if they don't, you know, because there's certain guys that are, you'll buy stuff from if they go independent,
right?
Like if John Layman goes independent, you know, the guy's a jerk. Why would you
ever
buy
crap?
Exactly.
No.
Why would you ever buy anything to financially support a guy like that?
Never.
You're like, well, and some will say, well, he's a Democrat, but he's also a terrible human being. Those aren't mutually exclusive.
No. No, they're not, and it doesn't matter what your political views. If you're a terrible,
that matters to the comic pros.
I mean, as a fan, to me, I don't care as long as you're putting out.
They love
good...
the bag on. You always tell the story about how great Steranko was to you guys.
Yeah.
They love the bag on him.
Really?
He voted for Trump.
Okay,
they're calling him all these names. I'm like, you know, being a good human being and voting for Trump are mutually exclusive.
You could be both. Right.
But
exactly.
They just don't see it that way.
No.
It's
see, and this, and here again, I don't. Again. Politics. They do not belong inside this world.
I don't think so.
There's just, it's stupid. Why?
Because, again, when you go political, Joe, what you're doing is you have 100, you're probably cutting out 50% maybe of your customers right away.
Right.
Because anyone on the other side of the aisle. And in fact, this is going to sound mean, but it's kind of, Republicans have all the money.
Right.
Michael Jordan famously said when he was playing, they wanted him to support a Democratic congressman in his district. His response was, Republicans buy shoes, too.
Yeah.
He knew, like, now he does it. But at the time, it was not an advantageous business solution for him to do it.
Right.
So my thing is, when you have a dying industry, you don't have the luxury of telling people, no, I don't want your money.
Right. Yeah, really.
That's
exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't. Sometimes you don't have the luxury of, you know, that kind of
And most
principles.
Of them, I think, you know, the rhetoric is way out of control as
well. Well, like I said, this is where, like you said, the whole thing is, you know, politics do not belong in this industry. And
it's entertainment. Everyone's trying to get away from politics when they come to comics.
Exactly.
Not get lectured by this.
Unless it is part of some kind of storyline or story arc, it should be left the hell out.
And I know they're trying to do PTSD in this Heroes in Crisis.
Right, yeah.
I mean, that's, and you can see that just beaten over the head with a hammer
in
this first.
I don't know.
Again, it's
but going
like,
back to what we were saying, though, you know,
you've got to be very good to tell that kind of story, Watchmen. Or
right, Watchmen.
Civil
Watchmen
War.
Was Watchmen had
Civil
a
Civil War. I thought was very. I didn't necessarily like
care
this,
for
it was
the
very,
second one. The first one was good. I liked the first one.
I mean,
one.
The first
yeah,
one,
okay.
not two.
The first one, yeah, exactly.
Two.
See, the first one or the first Civil War.
I mean,
War,
that took real life issues.
It did.
In,
it really
did.
I mean, Civil War
kept it entertaining.
Right, Civil War and Watchmen both had kind of strong political kind of. V for Vendetta had some kind of. They had very strong political lines in there, but it didn't affect the storyline.
Exactly.
And it didn't make me not want, and it didn't affect the quality. You know what I mean? That, and that's where these people are going wrong. They're like, oh, well, you voted for Trump, so I'm not buying your stuff anymore. Well, you know what? Like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean he's a horrible human being. I met Jim Franco personally. The guy's the nicest guy. He's got to be one of the nicest guys in the biz I ever met. This guy, let me tell you what, this cat took 20 minutes out of his line of people that was like, he's waiting to get his autographs, mind you. All right. He took 20 minutes to speak to each one of my students. I took my art students. I told you the story. We at Comic-Con. I asked him if he could just say hi to him real quick. And he not only did he say hi to him, he took 20 minutes to give them a little lecture on what it means to be in the industry. And then he actually went and signed stuff for them and didn't charge them a penny.
Not many guys would do that.
I'm telling you right now, that's a guy I'm going to support. I don't care who he voted for.
I'm the same. It's like I hear that, and I was like, everything I've heard from you about has been this guy was like, no one
this
does
guy
that
was
at
fantastic.
His level.
No, and no one does that. No not at all. When we met the Ninja Turtle guy,
Eastman,
he was awesome.
Yeah, he just had a line out the, you know.
Yeah, and he did too. He had a huge line. We didn't get
but
to
he
talk
was a
to
nice
him.
Guy
but
to
he
everyone.
Was a very nice guy. He like, all heard like, that cast that we just
if
posted.
If you haven't, it's up
you
there.
He you posted that one, didn't you?
Yeah, it's
okay,
up there.
All right, yeah.
It's one of our most downloaded ones ever. Yeah,
nice. Really? So, yeah, awesome. Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good for us. That's awesome.
So there's been that. It's just rough. It's like I don't think you have the luxury of telling people right now. Or
no.
Not to buy books or giving them a reason. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's well,
you
they're giving them reasons. That's what they're doing. They're giving them reasons to not buy books, and which is, like I said, it's killing.
And then
killing.
They wonder why, like, whoa, why is, you know,
why are hundreds of
down
comics?
25%
right.
over
why
2 years?
And, like, you were also, we also discussed right before the cast, IDW left, like,
30%,
lost, like 30%,
millions,
and they've lost millions of dollars.
Millions just draining, hemorrhaging money.
Right.
I don't know how long they can keep going.
That,
it's like the second year in a row.
Right. And they just signed, now, weren't they once going to sign that deal with Marvel to kind of carry on some of their characters.
The way that's been, the way that, yeah, we just hit a, we have someone tied up, we just hit him with a pipe under here.
Wait, who is that down there? Who do you got down there? Is that?
CB Sabalski?
I'm nothing. I'm Navelland.
Be quiet. I didn't say you could speak yet. But, and yes, if you're wondering, we are terrible people.
Yes, we are.
At least I am, so.
I strive to do good
you
things.
You strive to do
I strive
better.
To be a
I
terrible
do not.
Person. No, I say, you let me finish. I strive to
I
be
am,
a terrible person.
I am Caucasian, toxic, male, cis, meat-eating.
Right, carnivore.
I'm everything the comic industry hates. Basically,
well,
right
we will basically take guys like that and we'll hit them with whatever we got.
Hitting guys over there with a baseball bat, that's always good.
You know,
yeah,
lead pipe, baseball bat, it's always good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like enough room in this trunk for a couple bodies.
That's right.
But we do have another, and when they're not saying strange things,
right.
Though, they're doing strange things.
Oh my gosh, I've been waiting for
we,
this one.
We're going to leave the show, but stuff kept happening.
Right, well we had to talk about more of the industry collapsing on itself because of these of the talent lashing out.
But
and
Joe, I saw a
but
news
this
story.
Year, this year, I'm sorry, this takes the cake.
You want to talk about editing oversight or weird decisions.
Right.
There's no way
this was an editing
no,
oversight.
No,
there's
they
no
just
way.
Did it
absolutely
on purpose.
No way.
But they started Black Label, this new DC adult line.
Yes.
And there was an article that came out on Batman Damned. I
yes.
saw it, and they said they're editing something. I told Joe, go get one for yourself
yes.
immediately.
Let's check
I
this out.
One.
Let's look.
And we kept them, but...
you would be surprised. You open up about, I'd say it's
halfway
like five,
through.
Five. You'd say halfway through the thing. We'd be surprised to find what?
It's full frontal male nudity. Batman is naked.
Yes, it is. You just can't help. You're opening
and
these pages.
By full frontal, I mean everything
you see
is visible.
Everything.
He found Captain Winky!
I mean, that sums it up.
Three panels. Three panels it's in, not just one.
No, they kept just
three.
It's like Brian.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way that's an editor oversight. No.
And they said after it got out and people saw it, they said, okay, in future editions, this is being blacked out.
Right, yeah. Like,
so like the reprint,
second reprint,
the graphic novel.
Those are all going to be,
it's not. So like if for some unknown reason you
there's
want,
no way you're going
to
get,
if you
want
to see it, you have to go to the comic store and find
it. It's probably even offline by now. I think they've probably taken it down offline.
Well, I don't think they were. I think that's one of those stealth marketing that they're like, they're not that upset it got discovered and blown up.
Well, no. Well, here's the thing, though. I think that was the point. I think they wanted something. They needed
controversial
something.
Controversial to kickstart the line.
Well, they wanted controversial type stuff, and they wanted something to get people. Because when that book came out, we had 10 calls that day wondering if we had any more.
Everyone was curious.
Everyone wanted to see it. And honestly, if that was a marketing ploy, then hats off to them because they did a fantastic job. I mean, it got people interested again.
Joe, you and I both had a comment after seeing it, though. We can see why Catwoman left.
Yeah.
We can't really follow up, but we'll say that.
And Captain Winky was apparently not all that impressed.
Well,
I will say this, though. I didn't really look at it.
I mean, that's what people are joking about.
I read the whole book, believe it or not. And I actually took time to actually read this one because of its controversial thing. And I got to be honest with you. First off, I love the art. The art is
That's Labor Mayho. It takes him forever. It takes him years.
I could see why. Because, I mean, the artwork's very lifelike looking. I love that.
Batman the Joker. He's done a series of Batman. He did a Christmas one on his own. That's my favorite one. It's called Batman Noel.
Okay.
It's basically the Charles Dickens Christmas story, but with Batman starring.
Okay.
Like Superman's the ghost of Christmas, you know.
All right, right,
and
right.
Joker's the ghost of, you know, future.
Okay,
so it's
right.
Like they kind of mix characters, and Batman's kind of being cold and miserable on Christmas. And I loved it. The art, all the way down.
I could see that guy doing something like that. Yeah,
and
he
wasn't hampered by. He wrote it himself, which I wish he would have just wrote.
Well,
the
one thing I love about his artwork, the artwork in this, is it's very kind of old fashioned. It's kind of old school looking.
Very,
you know, like Batman. You almost look like you're. It's almost kind of like you're watching Batman, but like he doesn't have the whited out eyes. Like you can see the pupils. It's like you see him just a man in a mask. You know,
the suit.
It's a leather suit. The motions are actually really
the
way he moves, the way the guy does the cape. I love the art.
What did you think of the one thing that threw me off when he was ambulant? It looked like the blood, something was up with that. Like, it was like they digitally put it on top. It didn't match up.
There was something. Yeah, you're right. When he was right in the very beginning of the book, when he's in the ambulance. There was something. And that could have just been a Photoshop.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't look
right
there.
Or whatever. Right, yeah.
And I'm not even that big of a critic. I just that looks weird to me.
But no, I did like I said, I kind of like the fact they brought in Constantine. I do. And they actually wrote him British. He's actually British. Yeah. So I can...
Brian Azzarello, the thing with that Brian Azzarello is he's just super creepy.
Really?
Well, he's the guy that wrote the Killing Joke animated. He's the guy that put in the first 30 minutes where Batman slept.
Right.
This guy is obsessed with
sexual...
things in Batman.
In Batman. Well,
he's not showing...
He got it this time.
I mean, if he's not showing it, he's having him use it in borderline inappropriate ways.
Right. So,
and he did the same with Constantine. He was the first American writer. Azzarello is from Cleveland. So we, unfortunately, in this state, have to claim him.
Ah, okay.
So that's beautiful.
Oh, that's probably the reason why. That explains it all right there.
But, he was the first, like, non-British, because up to that point it had been Jamie Delano, Garth Ennis, all, you know.
I guess I like...
And then he just made him totally unlikable.
Right.
Like he does not have a high... He doesn't like superheroes, period. Which
I can say
so
this
much.
So far from what I've read in issue one of Batman Damned, I mean, Constantine is kind of more likable in this one. I mean, I think he might have even learned from that mistake than previously then, because he's a little more of a... You can tell the banter he does with Batman's kind of like, you know.
Well, I did read, he does say he's an unreliable narrator.
Right.
Start,
yeah, exactly.
So, who knows what
he has to tell the story without wanting to tell the story kind of deal, which, I mean, I believe that was actually one of the lines, too.
So it's just
not
much.
Now, here's my question. Now, there seems to be a lot of flash forwards. Okay, for those of you who haven't read it by now, it's been out for a week, so I think we can probably go ahead and we can probably discuss it, discuss it. Okay, so basically this premise of this is the Joker is dead. Body pulled from
the river.
And now everyone wants to know who did it.
But body has disappeared. And now
the body's disappeared and someone's copycatted.
And dead man's involved.
It's
like, has the Joker found a way to cheat death, basically.
Right.
And like become like an evil spirit.
Right.
That's what I take it as.
That's what they're kind of, and that's why they're going to need Constantine
At the end, someone crucified a priest.
Right.
And painted their face like the Joker.
Right,
yeah,
right.
So.
Now, one of the things that I did notice, and I was reading this, like there seems like a lot of flash forwards, and now, did Bruce's dad have an affair?
That's kind of what they hinted at.
They're kind of hinting to this, yeah, because like it shows Thomas Wayne with a woman who
like
you assume
secretary.
Like a secretary, but Bruce is with them, and
he's
she
like not
says
in front of the kid or something.
Well, she said something like, you know, I like your kid, but, and he said, listen, if you want me, you're gonna have to put up with the kid too. It was like,
yeah,
one of those kind of lines. I'm like, all right, when did this happen? Because that's not something that I ever. I mean,
no.
Don't get me wrong. I guess they don't give you too much of the way of background of like Bruce's parents' story. Maybe they did have like a time where maybe they were separated or whatever. But
it seems like a fundamental change.
They might actually.
But
that could kind of change.
If Thomas
a
Wayne
lot.
Is kind of that's what else is he doing wrong that possibly led to it not being a random crime?
That's what I'm thinking.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, they could be actually.
And they did that. I mean, Telltale Games closed up. That was the premise of their Batman series.
Okay.
Was that Thomas Wayne was the biggest criminal in Gotham,
and that's why he got killed.
And it kind of changed everything.
Right. Yeah. See,
so
that's
I don't know if
what,
they're going down that road with this, which it sure seems like.
Because, well, you're right though, because it does kind of ask the question if Thomas
Wayne, what
else was he doing?
Exactly.
Right. We don't know. I mean, was that crime in Crime Alley an actual just random robbery?
Then it starts opening, but then it asks. It's like, do you really want to go down that rabbit hole for one?
Like you said, by doing so, you're basically taking the fundamentals of a character, and you're about to change everything. And that could, you know what I mean? I mean, now you're going to take the one thing that was about Batman, that was basically the one that probably made him as popular as he has been since 1930, whatever, and. Now for almost, it's in almost 100 years. And now you're going to change that, too.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's a very slippery slope.
I don't know that I mean, in the game, I saw it because it's a game and they had to do something. Because
I know they danced around this idea. I think, actually, wasn't there something even about that in Arkham Knight? One of the Arkham games, I want to say that they lied about it. It was kind of maybe one of the Scarecrow spells or something.
Yeah.
Bruce believing that his dad was actually the criminal and not, you know, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. I just really think they shouldn't go messing with the fundamentals of something like that.
And they did that in the Batman R.I.P. story by Grant Morrison.
They did,
Morrison,
yes. I remember that one, too, yes.
Where it was a lie, but
right.
Hearst made up this thing where
his dad was like
having
head
an affair.
Was having an affair and was head of whatever that organization was. And
I guess Morrison said Hearst was actually the devil himself. I don't know.
Okay.
It was such a bizarre thing.
Right.
Like, he's famous for dropping hallucinogenics while he writes.
Right. Really?
You would have never figured that out, I'm sure.
But well, actually, now that you mention it,
that's why his stuff to me sometimes gets like, why? That I felt like he was out of control.
Right.
Like, it just felt like what? Like, to me, Batman R.I.P., as much as people love it, and the Zarinera suit.
Well, excuse me. I mean, I think
it made no sense to me. I read it.
Batman R.I.P. really had no. It really did. Now, was that Tony S. Daniels?
Yeah.
Okay. See,
yeah.
I love the artwork.
The artwork
I love Tony
S. Great.
Daniels. He was great. And then Battle for the Cowl.
On the cover right now. I mean, that looks great.
Which one is it?
The Batman right there.
Oh, okay.
That
that's
S.
Daniels.
Yeah.
See, I love Tony S. Daniels. Was Battle for the Cowl also his?
I think it may.
Yeah, because I did like Battle of the Cow.
Yeah, that might have. He was in on a lot of that era stuff and stayed kind of in on it.
Right. So, I mean, I was reading this, I'm thinking to myself, like, all right, first off, I didn't actually put two and two together until I actually started reading the dialogue between them. Like, well, I don't believe Martha Wayne was ever blonde.
I don't think she was ever blonde either. Yeah.
So, I mean, so it's like, so maybe this is. They're kind of like hinting that like Bruce's dad had maybe an affair or something going on when he was a kid. Now, mind you, though, it kind of looks to me like Bruce is about the age he lost his parents. So who's to say that this that random crime in the crime alley was maybe a jealous husband or a jealous boyfriend?
Could be.
You know what I mean? Like, that's also going to put that. See, that's immediately what I thought.
Yeah, it's like why do that? Unless you're going to follow it up at some other point in this story.
So we'll see. We'll definitely see what happens.
But,
I do.
So you can find that. And
Batman
I guess
Damned.
You
actually, if you can try to find them anymore, I don't know. You may have to put second printings at this point.
Well, not only that, if you can find one, you can find that story, but I think you can also find something else. if you can find a copy.
You also get to find the bonus. You'll find...
So
yes. So Batman Winky.
That's been about it in comics, Joe. Not much good to report.
No, there really isn't. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, Cliff. It scares me because every week it seems like just more and more bad things are happening. I mean, forget about Captain Winky for a second. Let's put Captain Winky away for a minute.
He should always be put away.
He should always be put away.
But on a more
serious kind of note, you know, I, as a comic book artist myself, and you know, working with a lot of aspiring comic book artists like that, I teach and I work with in class. I worry for them because
what's
going to be left of
like
this?
Years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell, 5 years,
three,
with the way they're dropping. Yeah. I mean, it's very scary, and the sad thing about it is it's going to come down to it's a bunch of, like you said, it's a bunch of talents that are doing...
Talents in quotation,
who are basically just acting all, I mean...
I think it goes to the crowdfunding model at some point where you're going to have to pay in advance for stuff.
Right, exactly. Because
but
you know
it will
what?
Weed
these
out
people...
these bad actors because, like I said, no one's going to pay those guys to do any... No one in their right mind anyway.
Because that's... And that's the problem. That's what's happening. It's like it's these so-called talents now. They're turning into just...
They're poisoning the whole barrel.
They are. They're absolutely... That's exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the whole damn thing. And what it's doing nothing but hurting... Everybody underneath them, but they don't care.
No, they don't.
They don't give
The people that are in charge of them don't care.
Right, and now that's the part that's scaring me. Is that you know, was at one point the people who were in charge of them used to try to put leashes on them, like, all right, you got, but not anymore.
Now they're right there. We got to
back our talent. We got to stand. And you know what? Sometimes that's always the right way to go. No, absolutely not. Especially when you are in an industry that thrives and needs fans. When you let your so-called talent lash out at them. Because they don't like what you're doing, you are going to lose those fans. And when you lose those fans, you lose the product. You lose everything that it was stood for. And, you know, like I said, it really kind of worries me because of things such as that. I mean, even as myself as an artist, you know, I was kind of looking forward to one day, you know, trying to, you know, once we got Faust going or whatever, you know, maybe even working with like IDW or Boom Comics, you know. But by the sounds of it, I mean, I don't know. I got to ask myself, do I even want to?
You're almost better off on your own.
Yeah, you really kind of are.
Because you're not subject to them.
No, no, you're not.
Withholding stuff or going out of business.
And I'm sorry, but when you do, I'm really trying to put myself in these talents' shoes, all right? I'm not always going to draw something that everyone's going to like. I'm not going to always be part of a project.
But I know
you're
not going to be on social media 15 hours a day.
No, no.
You know?
That kind of stuff, it's like mail, dude. You keep the good stuff, you throw the junk away. I mean, honestly, let's be honest, people. As an artist myself...
Do you have to respond to every single thing? Exactly. That's what these guys do. They just get... That and their other thing is they will send, like, and Twitter, I'll give you guys, not that they'll listen or care.
Right.
You're not supposed to send 15 of them in a row with this long essay like these guys do.
Right.
You annoy people.
There's a reason there's only allowed 400 characters.
It's like then you get just bombarded with these by these guys. And then you unfollow them or irritate. Either way, you don't want to deal with them because they're just a nuisance.
Right, yeah.
Not only are they, even if you like what they, I mean, no one wants to hear it to that degree, though, even if they agree with it. It's like,
I guess
being a public nuisance.
My biggest fear in all of this is that the very essence of the comic book, the writing, the art, it's going to get lost in all of this. I mean, you know what I mean? Because when was the last time you picked up a book and just, like, looked through it and just loved the artwork? It was just amazed by it, or amazed and captivated by its writing. Now, mind you, Marvel certainly hasn't produced anything like that in years.
No matter how many awards they win.
Right, or they claim to win. we should actually do some research on that. Batman Damned, I'll be honest, the art
is incredible.
The art just, it captivated me. Like, I seriously could not put the book down.
Even if you find something else.
Even if you do happen to...
He found Captain Winky!
You know, it's still, the artwork itself was just absolutely phenomenal. And that's what I'm afraid is going to get lost in all this. I mean, what else? All you know what's going to be left is the quote-unquote poster artists... Well, that you see at Comic-Cons.
I think that's what Marvel does. They get people on the cheap like that.
Yeah.
Because look at their book. They can't be.
No.
They can't be. Like, we ripped that West Coast Avengers title. I've been showing people.
I remember what West Coast Avengers was a good thing. Was a good story, though.
I've showed random people that, and they say, oh, you're thinking about leaving. Why would you think about. And I show them that book, and they see Avengers, and they say, who are these people?
Yeah, right.
Showed them the three random. They say, oh, that seems cool. Why would you. And then I show them that, and I'm like, what's this?
Right, yeah.
And
the
they say,
Avengers.
And they say, it says Avengers, but they all look homeless.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's the exact line someone said to me. I was like, well, they're a very diverse bunch. And he's like, yeah, they're a very diverse bunch of homeless people judging by the look of their outfits here.
Yeah, that's just, no.
They're like, I don't care about this. They don't look like Avengers. They look like...
No, that, I guess that's kind of, like I said, I think that's what I worry about for myself as well as my art students, you know. I mean, what is going to be left with all this when these bitching wannabe millionaires or whatever... They don't get their way. They're not getting what they want, so they have to lash out on everybody. And once they're done spewing their poison all over the industry, what's going to be left of it?
Nothing.
Nothing. And it's going to kill it for, you know, people like the next generation who would love to get their hands on one of these great titles and probably give it all that they got, not giving a damn about... You know, political aspects or any of that crap.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Is they see it as a tool for that rather than something that's cool on its own.
No,
it's like they.
You're
like I got bounced by CNN, and then they said it was a terrible. But I'll show them. I'll subvert Spider-Man and get it in there.
Right. It's just like you're using, like you said, they're using it as a damn tool for their own personal either religious beliefs. Because we had that a couple years, was it a year ago, a couple years ago.
That's what for those cheap.
Or you got political. Beliefs in there, and
that was
either way, both. I mean, either way you look at it, you're killing the industry, and that's all it's going to be.
Killing the business, Joe. They're hot shotting it right into the ground.
Pretty much. And like I said, the only one I feel the worst for
is for the next business. I get to rant for like 20 minutes.
Right. Well, I feel bad for the next generation that could have actually done something great.
Marvel is the equivalent of Joey Ryan right now.
Okay.
Only a few people know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I'll explain it after. But it's a wrestling reference, and
people know.
It has certain connotations, just said, so.
Well, you know, it's sad.
It's a Cornette reference.
I don't.
People get a kick out of it to know what I'm talking about.
Well, and then you also got to do things like, we also discussed last time, you know, like with DC extending their little thing with Walmart. I mean, dude, you're serious. Every one of these little bits is just nails into the coffin that is going to...
Yeah, well, that's going to work out well for everyone.
I'm telling you, that's just going to put the entire comic book industry, or it's going to put the comic book stores for sure just in the ground.
They just raised prices on you. We talk about that. Still annoys me. Everything goes up a dollar because they can't print it, and then all of a sudden, we can print 100 for $5. Though.
Right, right.
But we couldn't do 22 for 3 anymore.
No.
You know, so tell me what's going on.
Yeah, right. I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the background that we don't see and that we're not going to see, so it doesn't matter. But on that pleasant note, I think we'll just go ahead and wrap this up for the day.
We've
already ranted and raved enough, so yeah,
can
exactly.
We get, again, find Batman Damned so you can find...
He found Captain Winky!
And also, I guess we should mention a thank you to C.B. Sobolski.
Who always... If no other reason, always gives us a chance to use that sound effect.
So that'll do it for this.
Because God knows he has not gave us anything else. He's
certainly not given us any good stories in the last year he's been in charge. If we didn't laugh, we'd cry.
Yeah, that's true. You got to laugh at something, Cliffy, and that's just kind of how it all comes. And I think we'll just conclude this another...
Fish in the hole!
That'll be another show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We will see you next week.